if you handle a situation well as a parent, will it improve? I'm Dr. Ray Guarendi. Some years ago, I was playing softball. A little five-year-old came up behind me with a ball bat, starts hitting me in the back of the legs. I looked down at this little guy. I said, hey, knock it off. Well, my friends were there and started. You know, this guy's a shrink. Knock it off. I went to my Psych 605 textbook. I keep it in the trunk. You never know when you're going to be on the road. You have to do an emergency healing. I looked up five-year-olds with baseball bats, and they gave you a list of things to say. I was going to say them all. I went back to this little guy, and I said, I don't like being hit with a ball bat. I'm not comfortable with where your bat is coming from. I can't go with that. You put the bat down. We'll play catch. I made our circles and his circles be the same size. I was psychologically in tune. This kid should have been putty in my hands. Well, the only thing I can figure out, he didn't read my Psych 605 textbook, because after I was done, he took the bat, threw it at my legs, and said, why don't you stuff up, butthead? I should have stuck with knock it off. But I learned something. Do not grade your technique after one try. The essence of your discipline is the repetition of that consequence over enormously long periods of time. We're not talking weeks here. We're not talking months here. We are talking years here. That child being held accountable for his or her behavior, when it occurs, and over long periods of time, your discipline will reap results. I'm Dr. Ray Guarendi.